through, you want the Lord to say.
Son of a bitch! y'all know that just sets me off for the whole day. Man, I'm overjoyed about what God is doing and how God is doing it. Thank you so much for joining us for our daily love from Him above today, noon prayer. Remember tonight at 7 o'clock, we're having our Tune Up Tuesday Bible study at 7 o'clock. I promise you. We are officially kicking off our Refocus series tonight at 7 p.m. I promise you, you do not want to miss it. I'm so excited. I'm trying to. It's probably going to be more than one week of this lesson, because I'm writing so much. It's just amazing to me how God just drops this stuff and moves it in my spirit. So I'm asking that you join us tonight at 7 p.m. Also, last but not least, if you have not booked your ticket for tomorrow night at 7 p.m. for our Wix training, if you have a business and know someone has a business and need to sign up, in the comments you will see the link for to sign up for that. It's only $10. $10 you can get trained on Wix, learn how to use, build your own websites, try to figure out some of the stuff that Wix has to offer, learn some of the ins and outs of it. Make your website, take that templates and to your neck, to the next level. But today's daily love, man, let's get into it. Today's daily love is actually a proverb. I believe it's an African proverb, says this, says, fall down seven times, stand up eight. Let me tell you why this dropped in my spirit, because I was sitting there thinking about this, and the Bible talks about falling and sin and tripping up. But this proverb really set in my spirit, because what I realized is the thing that stood out to me about it is that nobody gets to pick where they fall. Nobody gets to pick what they mess up, how they messed up, or how the situation didn't go right, when it didn't go right. When nobody gets to pick the stumble, nobody gets to pick when it falls apart. But guess what, y'all? That no matter where you fall or what you're falling over, whatever you're tripping with, whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing in your life today, I came to tell you with a word straight from heaven, get up. I just need somebody in the comments that'll say it for me, get up. So no matter how many times you've fallen, no matter what people say about you, no matter what your past is or how people have tried to trip up and make you feel a certain way, make you think a certain thing about yourself, no matter what that is, no matter what your life story has been, guess what? Get up. Get up and keep going. This is what hope really is. What is the definition of hope, Pastor? If you had to define it based upon what I'm telling you today, it's this. Believe that you have one more get up than you do fall down. I feel like shouting today, and I probably get got to preach on me for tonight, because I've been happy about this thing all morning. That no matter how people think about you, what people saying about you, what the rumors are about you, if they're true or if they're false, or even what you're telling yourself, whether you feel like you're unworthy of what's ahead of you, or you feel like you can't achieve where you're trying to go, or you're afraid of us, no matter what happened, no matter what you're facing, no matter what the situation is, or what the circumstances that surround it, keep a get up in you. Keep a get up. Stand up eight times. Go for that eighth time. Impress your way. Go towards the mark. Believe God can take it. And guess what? You might fall down seven times. I need somebody in the comments to say this with me. Get up, 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 get up. Get up eight times. Stand up. Stand strong. Believe that God can do it. And guess what? When you get up with a different plan, get up with a different mindset, get up with a different thought process, that you will make it. You won't let life steal your joy. Let it steal your peace. Let it steal your comfort. Let it steal your situation. No matter what it is going on, God's got you. That's my word for you today, that God's got you. God's got you with enough strength to get up and go after it again. Go after that thing. Go past that hurt. Go past that pain and push to the next level. I love you all. Let's go to God in prayer. God, I love you. I thank you. I appreciate you, God, this day, this moment, this hour, that you are God and you're a God all by yourself. Thank you. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your authority. Thank you for your clarity of your voice.
God, that we can speak and hear your voice clearly, that we, even some of us, are seeing where you're making ways in our everyday life. And it's scary to us to see you moving in the way that you're moving. But God, somebody is watching me and they don't see you. They don't understand what you're doing. They're trying to see where you are. But God, reveal to them that even in the middle of a storm, your keeping power is just that amazing. Thank you, God, for keeping us even until you deliver. In the only name that matters, the Christ that died on Calvary, Jesus' name, we do pray and ask these things. Amen. I love you all. Thank you so much. See you tomorrow at noon. Matter of fact, see you tonight. Don't let me mess that up. See you tonight at 7.